I'm also beginning to understand just where Sajin Merlin's odd little caches of knowledge come from, Marklin continued. I don't believe I've ever actually lied about that, Doctor. No, I don't believe you have either, Marklin chuckled. As a matter of fact, I've just been running my memory back over your prefatory remarks each time you unveiled some new, useful technique or invention. You've always been very careful about the way you presented them, haven't you?
I've certainly tried to be, Merlin said soberly, and largely because I've always known moments like this one have to come. There may be things I've been unable to tell you or others, but I decided at the very beginning that it was important that I not hold back that information in a way which would undercut my credibility when I finally was able to share it. And if you think he's done some skillful dancing where you're concerned, Doctor, you should have seen him talking to Father Pater, Caleb put in feelingly. I rather think I would have liked to have seen that. Marklin shook his head with another chuckle. It must have been diverting. Oh, you have no idea, Doctor, Merlin assured him. Probably not, Marklin agreed. Then he sat upright in his own chair, leaning forward and folding his hands on the desk in front of him. On the other hand, Your Majesty, I'm beginning to understand what you said when you first walked in. Should I assume Sajin Merlin has some additional kernels of knowledge to share with and through the college? Actually, yes, Caleb agreed. And we'd also like you to consider additional nominees for the inner circle. Obviously, you know your fellow members of the college better than either of us do. Which ones do you think would be flexible enough to accept the truth? I'll have to give that some thought, Your Majesty, Marklin said cautiously, and Caleb snorted. If you didn't have to give it some thought, I'd have you committed, Doctor. And remember, the final decision isn't solely up to you or to me. Nonetheless, it definitely would be extremely useful to have additional members of the college who could work with us on this. I understand, Your Majesty, Marklin assured him. Good. And now, Merlin, I believe you had something for the good doctor?
I do indeed, Your Majesty, Merlin said with a half bow. Then he reached into the folder he'd carried into the office and extracted a sheaf of paper. I had this converted into manuscript form, Doctor, he said. I thought it would probably raise fewer questions than a properly printed, hardbound copy with a publication date from before the day of creation, should someone else happen to see it. Here. He handed it across, and Marklin accepted it just a bit gingerly. He opened it, then twitched in surprise.
"This is my handwriting," he blurted, looking back up at Merlin.
"Actually, it's Owl's," Merlin said with a smile. "He's quite a capable forger, and I slipped him a sample of your handwriting before he produced this. I felt it would be best all around."
"But what is it?" Marklin asked.
"This, Dr. Marklin, is something that was written long ago on old Earth by a man called Sir Isaac Newton. I've had it updated slightly. The original English was close to 2,000 years old, but I think you'll find it interesting."